It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones went on Jimmy Kimmel and talked about meeting Beyonce at an Oscars after party.
She voluntarily came up to me.
Oh, wow. That's
like, came up to me, like, wide open face, like, I want to talk to this girl. I want to talk to me. And I was kind of like, he's behind me. He was, oh, my God. And I just messed it up. She was clearly a fan, and I ruined it.
How did you ruin it?
I just was like, ugh. I think I started crying. That noise came out of my mouth. And she's like, hey, this is uncomfortable now. I thought you'd be cool. You're not cool. Bye. And I was like, no, but can I get you a drink?
Kevin Hart took his kids to the old neighborhood in Philadelphia where he grew up so that they would appreciate what they have, but it ended up backfiring.
We pull up to my place and, you know, I give this long speech. It's like 7 a.m. I got there when nobody would be there. And I'm like, look, I didn't have, okay? Yeah. Look, this is the grass. See this little thing? It's all the grass we had. I had to sit on the step. I waited for the bus here. I walked 2.5 miles to get from here to where I had to go to meet my mom. Yeah. This was not a situation that you were comfortable in. And I get done, and my kids are like, we want to live here! No! This place is a piece of I'm trying to show you what we have is nice, but you got to work for it. We don't want to go home!
Demi Lovato hired Scooter Braun as her new manager. The Sorry Not Sorry singer took to Instagram to make the announcement. She said, guys, dreams came true for me today. I officially have a new manager, and not just any new manager, but the one and only Scooter Braun. I couldn't be happier, inspired, and excited to begin this new chapter with you, Scooter. Thank you for believing in me and for being a part of this new journey. Scooter Braun, if you don't know, represents a number of other successful pop artists like Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande. And Ellen DeGeneres talked about when she knows it'll be time to leave her daytime talk show.
Well, I hope I know when people kind of are tired of me. I think I'll sense that. I'll walk away really when I stop having fun. I actually don't care about the rest of the people. If I'm having fun and no one's watching, I don't care. But if I'm not having fun and everyone's watching, then I should walk away.
And I know Joe, Liv, and I are big fans of this show. NBC has renewed This Is Us for 3 additional seasons.
Yes! Best garbage I've ever heard!
The pickup takes the number one rated drama through its 6th, and sources say what is likely to be the final season. Insiders stress that the creator sees the series ending with season 6, while NBC is optimistic that the mega hit show could live on beyond that. The renewal was announced Sunday morning, and the creator said that he sees the series that it's like at its midpoint. Right now.
Okay. I've cried a lot, so hopefully there's even more crying. I'm ready for it.
Coming up in less than an hour, this celebrity mom threatened her hairstylist with a knife, and now she might be getting her kids taken away.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.